4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Sydney Reflect Aarogya Pokharel.
Thank you, Vikesh.
How are you, man?
I'm all right, bro. Doing good. How are
Been
you?
good. I'm all good, man. All good. It's been like 3, 4 weeks now. I've been in home. I just went out for the work like 2 days in this time. And yeah, I've been home. I'm going crazy right now, man. Just sitting at home. I am busy. I am doing a few stuff here and there. But it's hard when you are just at home and logged in a confined space for a long time. It makes me go
I was
crazy,
going to say that must be hard for someone like you because you're always doing something, always
Exactly,
chasing this
man.
and that. So, yeah, what have you been up to, bro?
Not much,
In the
man.
free time?
I've been actually working. I'm trying to get this talk show going on. So
Oh, okay.
It's from an online TV network, and what we're trying to do is like bring in different celebrities or artists and just have a talk with them, like, you know, just like a talk show, whatever, like ask questions, or maybe we could play some games with them or something like that. And I'm actually working mostly on the cinematography part of it, but I'm also looking into who's coming in or what is happening overall. So I'm getting like a feeling of a producer right now doing that. So
Wow.
that's a good thing I'm learning.
Exciting. That's good.
Yeah.
So, who's going to be your audience?
Like our audience?
Yeah.
Our audience are mostly international students, I guess, because that's what we're trying to do with this podcast. It's more of like sharing the stories of international students learning from each other, you know? So that was the main motive why actually Neeraj, my friend, he started and I just joined in recently. So that was his idea, and that's what he was doing since like past one or more years. And yeah, so that's basically what our audience should be, according to what I know. Mostly students.
It's going to be interesting, bro.
So today, let's
it's
talk
going to be
about...
online, right?
Yeah, it will be online mostly. So we are here with the mask because that's what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, bro. The
COVID.
Lockdown.
Yeah, man, the lockdown,
man.
The COVID. Do you know that I wouldn't say this lockdown or this pandemic as a COVID-19 pandemic, but instead I would say it a coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, 19
Remember?
is a bit outdated. Yeah.
Yeah, no, because when it came in first, we didn't say COVID-19. We didn't give it a name as COVID-19, although it was there in the official media. But whenever we were talking, we were saying like coronavirus instead of like COVID-19. That's how it started. And
That's
do you
true.
remember, like, when did it become COVID-19? Throughout all the journey, like for 1 year, it became COVID-19. But I haven't been exactly able to figure out the point or the time during when you started saying COVID-19, you know?
I don't know, man. Maybe January.
Maybe after the lockdown, most probably. Or when the
Or
lockdown
maybe New
started.
Year. Yeah, no. I don't know, bro. Like, it was always like COVID, Corona, whatever, you know, the virus. And I remember it wasn't like a big deal in 2020, to be honest, right? I don't know, because I was immature about it, or I didn't keep up with the news, or, you know, whatever it was. It wasn't that serious for me, for us, I can say. Like, and, you know, we used to meet up and go for a ride or just meet up and play music or whatever. But I think this year it has changed a little bit, no?
It has, man.
I
It
think
has. Like, we're more serious now, because when it came in, when it started, it was like, you know, like a common cold and flu. It wasn't taken so seriously by anyone. Like, there was a case, actually. I was working during that time in uni as like a student helping office or something like that, whoever comes in for their first admission and everything. And there was this one guy who was, I don't know exactly where, but somewhere in Iran or somewhere, some country who had seen like war, you know, like terrorist attacks and everything. And he came in and he said like, I've seen worse than this. Like, I have seen terrorist attacks and everything. I'm not afraid of this. So that was, I think still people like that still have that mentality. But that was like the case, you know, like you meet people like that too. And during that time, it was taken very lightly. That's what I would
Yeah,
say. It was very lightly,
exactly.
taken
Yeah,
lightly.
I think it was just the shock of it in a way, because the way it hit and the impact it created, and it was new, you know, and everybody was like, oh wow, what is this? Because it goes through the air, you know, and then the restrictions and measurements that were needed at the time might seem a little bit harsh at some point, but they seem so alien, because you know, you can go like 1.5 meters near somebody, or you know, just everything that came with it.
We've never so had that maybe before, you know?
Yeah, like globally, I don't know, man. Like
not globally? In our lifetime, at least.
No, but we always used to put a mask back on because the air is all the time.
Yeah, we were used to that. That's why it wasn't a big deal for us, you know, like wearing masks.
Yeah, I think my smelling senses are half dead, bro. It's because of all the fucking smoke and dust.
We've gone through, we've been through, man. They're like, I couldn't go out. Like, if I forget a mask for a single day out there, I was sure to have that allergic reaction, and I would have like headaches and nose block and runny nose. It was crazy, man.
Exactly. So yeah, like, but that was not same in, say, Pokhara or you know, a different city.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe even like a country could not have had a whole time where everybody would have to put on a mask or something like that. It's, but this one is like all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big thing in a way, but is it like, you know, like there's always two sides to the story. So
yeah, but as we can see how it is affecting and how if we don't take proper measures, what can happen? You know, we've seen this like 1 year experience. Millions of people have died, like literally died, you know?
Yeah. People have died, bro.
Exactly.
And I think it is a threat.
Mm.
It is killing people, so it is a threat. Yeah. And, you know, the numbers have just shown that how dangerous it can be, how unpredictable, because now, you know, the mutation or whatever within it changed and come in a different strain, different delta, the name is. That is like, okay, so is it going to be another one coming?
That's what I'm afraid of. Like,
is this injection is going to be sufficient for maybe this type? But what if it changes, you know?
There's always a possibility for that.
Bro, if it changes once, then just imagine how many times you think it could change. Like, it's going to be one of them Fast and Furious movies, bro.
Never know, man. You never know. I am like suspecting it would be like a festival. Like once a year, it comes in and everything is shut down for a month. You
just
know, like,
extend the world for 6 months.
That doesn't happen, you know.
I hope people don't die, but everybody needs a break. Yeah, times have been great at times, man. Like, you know, well, at least last year.
Mm-hmm.
When it first happened, it was just like
a break.
Oh wow,
long,
off?
You know.
Yeah, like wow, how the fuck, you know? But you're trapped because you can't go anywhere. So.
It's actually, I realized that it's similar to the feeling of you used to have like as a kid when you had a school and you used to have like a strike or something and the school gets closed and the feeling of happiness you had at that time.
Because you know tomorrow is up. Yeah, bro.
Something like that, you know.
Oh,
or even
man.
When you were in school and they said that, okay, it's closed and you have to go back home, but you didn't care about going back home. It was like, okay, it's a holiday. I don't have to study. You know?
You can do whatever. Yeah, no. Well, the first week, 2 weeks, I think, was. But, yeah, it went on for some time. Yeah. Like, I remember last year, I did like 5 different jobs by the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
Like just 2020. Because, it, you know, just once and twice and the wave kept coming.
Mm.
And I would go in and then they'd be like, sorry, we're closing, cutting staff. And then I was like always being cut out. But I don't know, this year it just, for me, it feels like whatever the first wave hit, the weak businesses collapsed then and there. And then whatever businesses survive, they are mutating according to time. Like they're adapting to the COVID situation and restrict.
They have to now.
I think less or more businesses got shut because of COVID last year than this year.
Yes.
If if I'm not wrong, but
it is true. You can just see
and,
around.
And businesses have found more adaptive ways to survive, or you know, just go around and in the community at least. Because some of these restriction rules recently have been very, very harsh.
I know a few businesses like who completely changed their model to like online instead of doing it physically face to face because of what happened last year. And I think they're adapting pretty well right now.
I think so, bro. And I was also thinking about how this might affect, you know, certain jobs now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can stay at home and you don't have to travel and you're in your comfort zone, let's say, and you can be equally or more productive than what you are in office, you know, could there be a time when these offices would not be needed? Like, you know, oh, if you can do it from home, then why would you want to go to an office? We can just make everything go online, especially for like technology and stuff like that. I wouldn't say so for cosmetics or, you know, other essential needs, but definitely for like some of the branches or the businesses according to their model. I mean, certain of them can adapt to it, definitely. But I think there are most that would, after this pandemic, realize that, you know, they don't really need it.
This pandemic has actually shown us that way, you know, like which we already knew but had never applied it somehow.
Yes.
And because of this, now we had to apply and we did. And if we can be more comfortable like with going online and without meeting people, that's I think this pandemic has created that a completely different perspective for a lot of people, you know, out there. There's a more chances of things going digital right now. So I think that's like a great field to be in right now.
Like, bro, it's like funny, but people are even getting married online, you know? Like, yes, I had maybe two of my friends send me the marriage link.
Okay, so it's like invitation. An online video.
Yeah, like, what am I going to, you know, like,
watch it.
Yeah, like, even the photos are too much, man. Sometimes it's like a whole fucking ceremony. Are you mad? And there's no food, like, you just watch and like, bye. So I don't know, like it's funny that people are adapting so well and so fast, because I mean, honestly, human beings have always been adaptive, so that's in our nature, but so has the virus. So it's going to be tricky for people who are fighting to, you know, minimize the effect or understand the virus, its nature, solutions, whatever. But it's been tough, I think, on government authorities. Especially because, you know, there's so much at stake, and people are always going to revolt and disagree with the rules because they don't see that it's not just them, it's more than them, and you know, it's hard to see themselves or whatever. But they're just like, oh, I don't feel like it, but, you know, and they have to make it a rule, and then they have to take actions for those who don't follow. And
I think there,
you know, it's always going to come up in the media.
Yeah. But the thing is that whatever they are doing, as far as I can see, is somehow trying to prevent the bigger or the worst thing that could happen by doing like this, which is also bad, but it's preventing us from getting things worse. So I don't think we really can complain about it. I mean, we can. It's different for
sure.
I mean, no, man, it's different for people who are different. Like, if someone is out there who used to like live in a way that he has to work every day to meet his needs, although it's good that the government is providing the services, which is good here. Actually, I was comparing it to
at
Nepal.
Least.
Like, yes. Compared to Nepal, you know, like here they have that. So it's like a good thing. Like, they could do their things and just stay home, you know, like even if they don't have work. But I wonder like how people in Nepal would be in such situations, because there were a lot of people, you know, like who didn't have much savings, who used to just work every day to make the day's needs. How are they surviving right now, you know? So it's hard. Like, you can always complain about it. For those people, like, this lockdown is, they don't care about like what lockdown happens or what the pandemic is going to cause. all they care about is they need to eat food or they need to meet day's ends, you know, whatever they have to do. So that creates a lot of, you know, like clash between what the government is trying to do and what public wants in one way or the other. But there's no one particular solution to this. That's the thing. Like, we haven't faced things like this before. We are only experiencing it now and we are learning from that.
Exactly.
It's hard to say because the way government have managed, like, there could be things that could be better, like, instead of doing it all around, just limited to a few places or, you know, like, whatever the hotspots are. That's what happened this time, but it didn't work. You see what happened? Like, it started, there were 10 people, and in 1 month of time, look around, man, there are thousands of people. So if only they had, like, shut down, like, the whole New South Wales, Sydney, as soon as, like, they saw 10 people coming, could that have maybe, you know, like, brought this number down?
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember Victoria was closed, right?
And we were still I just had a chat with Prajwal, like, yesterday. And he was like, we went to, like, 3-4 months of lockdown. But it was like, okay, it was like, earthquake was hitting us like every few months, you know, like one wave to 3, 4, 5, 6, you know.
Man, those guys survived. That was like really harsh.
I think we should have research on those kind of things. Like, how did it went so bad out there and not everywhere else? And how is it going bad right now? I think there should be some studies happening. I would really like to know like results or what they have come up with.
Yeah, because, you know, like, when people complain, sometimes I'm like, well, if you don't take measures beyond what you have, then it's not going to go down, you know? Like, for instance, people are always blaming, like, you know, most people are, like, unhappy with the government because they have cut out whatever. But it's a pandemic. And as you said before, because we are all learning, because it's a new thing for each and every one of us, even, like, scientists and medical doctors or whatever. So we are all learning, and government is no different. It has people, you know. It doesn't have AI that's going to predict and be ready with the answers. So I think people have to understand to a certain extent. I'm not saying that everybody must or will, but I think if we just look at what the government is trying to do and you know, help paying money or giving you salary, literally, because you lost your hours. And you're just, you know, you don't have to work and you're still getting that money. Not a bad thing. You completely deserve it. And how would you survive without it? But you have to look at those measures taken by government and be like, oh, okay, so they're working in ways in which they can and which they think might be more effective. Because we can only think better for us, our community, you know, our family, and think, oh, if this had been that way. Because if you have if you are a barber, your business is shut. You know, straight up. If you are a restaurant, you can do takeaway. So a barber cannot be irritated or angry because, you know, in a way, it's his business that's not adaptable as well. So those kind of things, I think people should, of course, people are always going to complain and there's going to be some, you know, naysayers and whatnot. But I think people should, I think people do appreciate, but like, you know, the frustration comes out easily. So
I think there are only like few numbers of people like those who like keeps on complaining a lot about what things are right or wrong. The majority of the people that at least I know around my circle can understand the fact why this is happening and how this is the only way for now. Maybe later on we would have different ways. Maybe everyone would get vaccinated and it wouldn't mutate and be something else. But I think for now we can understand that, you know, whatever the measures are being taken, it's to prevent the worst. I think we need to understand that. Although there are things that we don't agree with, but at least we can agree on the fact that this is a pandemic happening out there. And the only way we know right now to control this is by not letting it spread through people. Because that's the problem here. You know, it's spreading through people from one to ear. At least it's good that it's not airborne. Otherwise, we would have to be like wearing gas masks.
Man, that would have been a zombie movie.
Exactly. You know? Think about that, man.
Man, yeah. Funny, yeah.
It would
I
have
hope the virus
been...
doesn't have ears. Oh yeah, good idea, man.
Man, yeah.
I don't think human beings are gonna finish so soon. Not by a virus, I don't think.
Man,
I could be wrong.
Man, human beings have the only way I see personally human beings being extinct is when the sun dies and the whole solar system dies. Even then, maybe we might have settled into a different planet. You never know, you know, because the way human beings have been progressing right now with all the technology and everything, like, I believe like anything is possible and anything can happen. It might take like certain time, certain years, but you know, everything seems to be possible right now, you know? So even in the worst case scenario of natural calamity or pandemic, human species, maybe 80% of the population will die or 90% of the population will die. But as a whole human species, I don't think we would be extinct easily or anytime soon, you know?
Okay. So there's gonna be one guy under the bed, no?
It could be I'm Legend, you know, like the way the movie is, Will Smith.
Maybe in the cave. Start again. Oh.
You never know, man.
I don't know. Like, we are very adaptive. We've come from, wow, yeah. Long way.
Exactly. So I don't think any pandemic would take us apart like that, but it surely has reduced our population by some level. And as Bill Burr says, in his comedy and everything, it's a good thing for the planet that there are less people here.
but I think
it's just a joke.
Every now and then. Yeah, no, I get it. But, you know, like people dying in one way or another, it is always happening, you know.
It is, like, but maybe now it has somehow escalated like exponentially instead of going like in a linear way.
I don't know, bro. Maybe the birth rates have gone up as well, man. Or maybe,
because of the pandemic and lockdown, you never know. There may be more like
imagine like growth, you know,
because of that.
If it's both these way,
mm-hmm.
then you know people have to die, man. Otherwise, there's no place.
Exactly.
Where are we gonna fit? You know, unless we can mutate into water, and then live. I don't know.
If we could live underwater, man, that would be like crazy. Like if only we were able to survive underwater, man.
Wow.
I think even when the earth or whatever happened, like whatever happens to the earth, maybe if you could live inside water, you would have a bit more lifetime than the people who could just survive on land. Because they think about how much water is there, you know. Like, again, it's scientifically possible or not possible, but if only you were like able to live like a fish, being a human being. Underwater,
you have to change your respiratory system. No? You can't breathe through your nose.
Something else. That's what I mean. If only we were able to adapt somehow technologically, or maybe sometimes in very, very far, far future, mutating into that.
I hope we don't go there. Like,
yeah.
I hope we remain humans. At least.
But you never know, man. Like, if you look into a bigger scale, like, instead of looking into 100 years, if you look into, like, a million years, the way things have happened on Earth, you know, like, how it started and where we are right now, there's another 4 billion years to go, you know? You never know. We are humans right now. We could be something else, maybe, in near million of years because of either mutation or radiation or something else, you know?
If it becomes naturally, bro, like, that's okay. But if there was, like, experiments conducted and be like, do you want to, or we are going to make that, I don't know. I hope we don't go there. Like, I'm not saying it's not possible. It could be possible. There's always a possibility of everything. But I personally, I wouldn't, like, that's too
neither
much.
Me, man. That's just kind of an imagination. It's not like...
It's like taking you out of your body in some way. And not interested.
Yeah.
Bro, I was going to talk about the... I was looking at this chart of COVID stats, right? In Australia. And I was looking at last year's stats. So this is from 2020 April,
Okay.
when we had on average like 10,000 people that were tested every day. And the, you know, the rate of people who were tested positive was on average 2.8.
Percent or out of something?
Yeah, 2.8%. But, and there was one time I think it went very, very high. Like, I'm trying to find it.
So you're looking at overall Australia or Sydney?
Yeah. No, just overall Australia.
Okay.
And then since then, what I can see is the number of people that have been tested or that are being tested has gone up. Right, but the positivity rate of the virus has stayed at a minimum of 0.1%.
What was that?
Less, like during August last year, 0.9% people out of 57,000 people were being positively tested for corona. Right, so that's 514 people out of 57,000. And then recently, the number of tests, as they have gone up, it's currently at, so let's take this stat.
Look, when you compare that, you should maybe compare with what happened in March and April, because that was the time when it was at peak. If you look into August, it's like a time when it was kind of very normal out here. So if you want to compare, a good comparison would be right now, because right now it's at its peak. So yeah, just comparing it to like 2020, March, April, something around that time, that would be a good comparison. Because of course, in August last year, it would be low compared to now.
No, that's what I'm saying, man. It was higher in August last year compared to now.
Oh, okay.
That's the information, bro. Last year, August, the positivity rate was 0.9%. This is 3rd of August, 2020, yeah? 57,000 people were tested till that day. And then the positive numbers were 514, which was 0.9% of the total population that was tested. So that's 3rd of August, 2020. And if we look at, let's look at 19 July. Or say, let's look at 15 July. The number of people that were tested was 107,980. And 108 people were tested positive. So that's 0.1%. And this has been consistently 0.1, 0.2 since December.
That's so a good thing then.
In a way, I feel like the more people get tested, the larger number of people getting tested, the chances are more people are going to come out positive. So the number of people who come positive with the virus is going to be like how many people were tested that day. You know, it's going to come down to the population density of people being tested per day, because most people have it. Even if you don't have the symptoms, you get tested, most people would have the chances of having it because they might have come in contact recently, you know.
That's a good thing to find out then, if you can do that, if I haven't.
Like, exactly. So
look at the number right now. It's really less compared to like what it was last August, which means it's a good thing, you know. Like, even though in that number, if that less number is coming out positive, which means that most of the people should be vaccinated by now. That's a good thing. I think that's what, like, decreasing the numbers there. The other thing, going and checking it out as earlier, as sooner as possible. So whoever are positive, now they can't go out and spread it more, you know. So going out and testing is, I think, a good thing. That is, I think, something we should do from our part, trying to control this pandemic, something that we can do, you know, go out and test. So at least you know you are positive or negative, so you wouldn't spread it more. Instead of, you know, that's the thing, instead of like arguing with government and criticizing government, why don't you go out there and do your part so that overall it could be solved, you know.
They have given you the options. I mean, I saw news recently about Fairfield and how the COVID numbers have just escalated in the past week. couple of weeks. And they had a camp, and they were like just two health workers that were conducting the test of like 50,000 people.
I heard that they did it in one day, like 50,000 people in one day by two people. Seriously, is that even possible?
But how and why? You know, like if you want people to get tested as soon as possible, why are you giving so much pressure to health workers? Because you could have easily said more than two people over there. You could have had more than one camp.
Yep.
And things could have been much more easier for everybody. So it's like, why are there two? And they weren't even volunteers, I think. So it's, you know, the government is giving, but it is lacking. Mm-hmm. And in some reasons, I think. And could be council, bro, like, you know.
It doesn't have to be the government.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe in that case, they could have asked for help from a different suburb, maybe, or someone else. I mean, that's crazy for two people to be doing like 50,000 people. Like, that's crazy amount of pressure on those two people, man. Come on. Shit.
Isn't that illegal? Like, they must have worked more than 10 hours straight.
Most probably.
It should be
investigated, man. Come on.
And that's
asking two people to like check for. That's why I'm not sure if it was like 50,000 people in the same place in one day. I think it's like overall for that day instead of being just from that part.
No, the whole day, I think. They were like
whole day from all over like Sydney or Sydney, New South Wales, right?
No, just like the.
Just from Fairfield.
I think so. Fairfield has a big population, no?
Yeah, but two people doing 50,000 people in a single day, that seems like this is divided. Like how much, like hour, let's say they work for 10 hours, right?
Okay.
So let's say 10 hours into how, 10 hours, 1 hour has 60 minutes. So it's like 600 minutes. Oh, sorry, what happened? 10 hours, what? Each hour has 60 people. Minutes, right? No, I mean hours. If they were working for like 10 hours, I mean those two people.
Yeah.
So if they were working for 10 hours and each hour have 60 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So they have like 600 minutes.
Yeah.
So in 600 minutes, how many percent can one single person do? If it took 1 minute to do one person, it's at least 600 people only.
Exactly.
That's why I don't get that data where they say like 50,000 people in single day. I think it's like whole over New South Wales or whole over Australia or something, because it can't be from one particular suburb to have.
No, yeah, people could have been coming from, but the thing happened in Fairfield, which was the news that I, and but like, bro, it was only two people. It doesn't matter like how many days they finished it in. That's the thing, like, you know. If it's so essential and that area is under, you know, red alert, and people are like, you know, it has been closed down, you know, you know, people cannot get outside of their LGAs. And if it's so important, I mean, I'm sure they might have done it now. I haven't checked the news, but when I saw it, I was like, just puzzled. I was like, what? Doesn't make sense. Like, why would just the people be... Yeah, so government.
That's doing crazy. It's crazy pressure on health workers, man. Even last year and now, right now, whatever is happening, it's a big pressure on health workers and health system and everything. They're trying to hire or get as many people as they want, but maybe some people are just afraid to come. Even if they can, it could be like we don't have the resources at all. You know.
Yeah, no, you would be afraid, bro, because people always are afraid of what they don't know. And this is a pandemic and nobody wants to get it, especially by going into it, like walking straight in it, because the chances are high. But I think there are people who want to make a difference and there are people who are working. And that's very courageous. And, you know, like times have been tough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But people are always going to be, I think more people are going to be empathic and understanding and you know, helpful compared to people who are going to complain, who are always going to be there. And, you know, you might not agree to everything, but sometimes when you look at the bigger picture, it might make sense. That's what I think. Like, you cannot be annoyed at the government for changing things so quickly, because they are adjusting as well, you know. And to lock down all the industries and everything, that's a tough decision. Like, you wouldn't just make it because your economy is going to stop.
Exactly, man. I'm so much, I don't exactly have an idea, like, how are they managing all these finances and everything, like, giving even the disaster payment for people. Like, that's something else we would love to talk, I would love to talk about you with what happened last year and how international students were completely cut off of any particular help or services. Although there were different organizations, but nothing from the government. But this year they have been providing finances or COVID disaster payment even to the international students, which is a great thing. So they are, like, as far as I see, there are some things that might not be feasible or okay for everyone out there, because it's not the same situation all of us are in. For some people, even if you don't have like a month of work or even if a year of work, it doesn't matter to them. But there are other people to whom it matters, you know. So I can also understand the complaints of the people or whatever they're saying when they are not convinced with the government. But I can also see the fact that they are doing what they can. We have to do our part. And this is going to last long. This could be the new normal for all of us now.
Yeah, it's not clear if it's going to finish.
Nothing is clear, man. Well, everything is so uncertain right now.
Speaking of the government, bro, I heard they had a they separated about $5 billion. I think that's the budget for the relief fund. So that's a big amount. And I was interested because I don't normally watch like big news or, you know, newspapers and stuff like that. But I was very interested because that's a lot of money, that firstly. And, you know, we have just, Australia has been hit, I think it's 2019 when we had the bushfire, right?
Yes.
End of 2019. So that was disastrous. That was very bad in its own way. And many lives had been damaged or lost. And yeah, they had like relief funds for that. Then we had flood.
They still have it for that, I think. Flood, and I think it's flood, not the bushfire. But when you're calling them about your COVID disaster payment, there's an option where they say that flood relief something. So they still have to manage that right now.
So they are doing that. And then now this COVID, this is the second, you know, big, again, like second year running. So I think the economy is draining. And I would say that because, you know, two of the most, I mean, two of the backbones of Australian economy, honestly, is mortality and students, you know. Like, it's just people coming from outside with their, you know, diversity and skills and richness and just adding up. So this has seriously been affected. And the proof is, you know, most of my friends who work in hospitality, but they don't have any shifts anymore. And it's been a few weeks already. And some of them even have a problem communicating with the government, the local council, to claim for that support money that the government has promised to provide to students, even students. So, you know, it's hard for them, without a doubt. And I mean,
I think it's also a factor that the way we can understand all of this and appreciate this is like where we come from. Like, just compare right now in Nepal and here. We're grateful that we're here instead of Nepal, you know, because it's much more riskier there. There are no proper services there. If you lose your job, the government isn't going to give you shit. So in that way, somehow we are able to appreciate the things that is happening here more, you know, instead of the people who have been here and who have complaints that this is right, this is wrong. We somehow appreciate these things, you know, even like being able to do what we can right now, even being able to survive right now, you know. So I don't have much complaints about that, man. In 2020, when they didn't give anything for the students, again, I think people only come and complain when it is related to them or somehow when it affects them, you know, instead they wouldn't complain. I think there's always that part, because as I said, I was complaining like in 2020 when they didn't give anything for the internet students, because we are here and we are a great part of the economy, you know, like internet students have been generating a lot of income. And when it came, I can also understand in the government perspective that they thought about their people instead of someone else. That's, I think, understandable from a government's perspective, being able to protect their citizens better than others. But I had a complaint about that because it was relatable to me. And I think that's people are there, whoever are complaining about whatever the government is doing, because it's somehow or somewhat affecting them. And all we can do is listen to both sides, because both of them are right. You know?
Yeah.
But looking at the overall picture, we have to control this.
And the only way to control it, to control yourself, right? Like, do the right thing.
I wonder if they could figure out that if whoever people have vaccinations, the thing about the people even who have already had vaccinated is that they might be vaccinated and the virus might not affect them. But if they go out and be in contact with another person who is not vaccinated, they could transfer it to them. So there's always a chance or possibility for that too, you know. So even if you are vaccinated, so
everybody needs to be vaccinated.
Yes. And we don't know for sure even if that works. I have heard the news where they said that people who, right now, even in this condition, whoever, like if people were in a group, then three people who were vaccinated didn't come in positive, and one person who wasn't vaccinated came in positive. So that somehow gives a hint that it is working. So it's a good thing to be vaccinated. I actually searched it online if I could get vaccinated, but we can't right now, because only the health worker or disability care worker or frontline workers, I think only they are getting, or maybe citizens only first, that's what they are doing, but we can't get the
vaccine. No, you can get, like, I think hospitality can get as well. Like,
yeah, so it's either based on your work.
Yeah, frontline workers.
Yeah, so basically it's for them, so we can't get it right now.
It's interesting, man.
Yeah, but I wonder, man, I hope that this vaccination works out and this could be the solution. And as I said, it wouldn't be repeating every year and coming like as a festival. I hope that doesn't happen.
I mean, I heard in England they opened everything up again, like the pubs and the clubs and, you know, everything, like people out on the streets and they're not wearing masks. And that's just like
you can't say people not to do that, you know.
Of course, like, you know, it's a choice. And I think, like, just to put it bluntly, some people have chosen to live with the fear of COVID and some have just not cared.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they don't fear, but they're more like, I don't care, let's see what's gonna happen kind of vibe, because people have been sick of it, man. Like, it's been a year, like, you know, you literally can't do much. But it's a good thing for nature because it's coming back.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are actually few things that are good about having this pandemic. Like, it's just looking from a different angle. Overall, it's bad. But if you look from a different angle, there are things that have been good because of this thing. Because most people have been able to have a good time with the family, you know, stay home, be within family. It also has caused a lot of chaos within families, being confined in space if they are not having good time. You know, there are others possibility for that.
Yeah.
But you know, there are good sides. Like, that is one part, the one we were talking about. That's something businesses somehow have grown more, some of them, because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Online businesses, you know, anything that was online, digital, they have boomed in like past 1 year, you know. So,
of course, yes.
Somehow or what, there have been like good sides to this pandemic too.
Man, it's just been good to have some time off and just rest, relax. Yeah. You know.
Like, for the first 2 weeks, I was, like, having a good time, you know, like, Yeah, chill, man.
I think
It's like
everybody
a
was feeling the same
meteor
way, bro.
break. Meteor break. Just relax,
Yeah, it's like, wow, 2 weeks off? What? I'll take it. And then you were like, oh, really? More? Like, you know, when are we going to go back to work? Yeah, last year was crazy, bro. I remember I was like panicking and shit, you know, because.
Man, I was so scared. Even like I'm having a little bit of cough right now, but last year if I had something like this, I was like, shit, did I get COVID? I used to be so scared, you know, like literally scared, scary feeling that. But this year it's kind of low because I am used to it. Plus, I have been staying home. I've been not been going much out. So somehow because of that, I also tested already, so I come in negative. So that's a good thing for me. Not
Bro,
yeah, man.
for me, I think it's the opposite, because last year I was like very carefree, or careless, I should say, about this whole pandemic thing, because I was like, you know, whatever. But this year, I think
Careful,
I'm
I'm careful right now too, like I was
more.
in previous year, but I'm just not that scared like I was before because I'm more careful right now. Maybe that's why, or I've already tested and
Yeah, I
yeah.
think I'm more careful right now as well. Because last year I just didn't give a, you know, I didn't care.
Cared in
Whatever,
a lot of
you
sense.
know.
As I said, I was scared. So because of that scary feeling, also I cared a lot. I was trying to avoid and meet people. Like for the first like 1 month or so, it was like as you said, but after a month or so, I was like I started getting scared, man. Come on, everyone is dying out there. Like a friend
Bro,
of
remember the
mine.
lockdown where there were like 8 people in the back here? Like, I was like illegal at the time on a
Was during
Christmas
New
evening.
Year's time. Yeah, Christmas Eve or New Year's time. New Year's time, right?
Yeah. That was, wow, very. I was scared that day. Scared, concerned. I was
Concerned.
very concerned that day.
I think, do you think like we have more like police officers out there on streets like this time than
Oh
before?
yeah, bro, that's a interesting thing to talk about, because yeah, it's like, wow, cops everywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're like literally, that happened last year too, but it's, I don't know if I didn't notice it or I'm just lo noticing it more right now, but I can see like more cops all around and they're like checking, even in the news and everything.
I think it has grown, bro, since last year. Because, you know, and people really complain about cops coming out, and you know, they feel vulnerable because there's police watching over them every now and then, and they feel like they don't have privacy. But if you think about it in the other way, maybe it has come down to this, otherwise they wouldn't have done it. So people are not doing
Exactly, their part.
what they have been told to do. So government has to make sure that everybody is safe in the most convenient and possible way. You know, you could even impose curfews. I'm sure if the government wants, they could do something like that, but they're not doing it. You know, they're still like, go out, but only if you need it. Like, if you're someplace where there are like a number of cases and you're just strolling in the park without a mask, and then you say, oh, I just came to enjoy the sun, that's not going to be good enough, man. Like, people have, we have seen, especially this year, I think more people. During the school holidays, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there were news about people just like going about, just pretending in some cases to, you know, just doing exercise, and not putting on a mask on the beaches, and just walking about like every day, and they were like, it was on the news, you know. I think it was Manly, and Northern Beaches, some of the Northern Beaches, I think, which is, yeah, like it. In the same country where cops are, you know, running around catching people, finding them and whatever, people are just, and I think that has pulled this decision from the government to do so, because, you know, if they didn't, then and they let people do the right thing, people would never do the right thing. They would only like do what's right for them, as we all know. And I hate people who don't want to admit, or who can't admit that they are selfish. Like, I said, no, I'm not
Yeah,
selfish.
plenty of them.
How do you not know that
As I
there
said,
are
all of the
financial?
people who are complaining are the people who have been affected somehow or the other, and they can't understand that it's for the good for everybody else. They're the selfish.
You're always selfish, bro.
We are,
And
man.
when they
But
don't see it, I'm like, well, you don't need no proof. Like,
at least
you don't
agree
have
to
to.
whatever you are.
Yeah.
What do you think about the people who say that asking us to like wear masks all the time, it somehow would, what's the word for that? Devaluating our, like, for freedom of speech, it's like not letting us have our freedom of speech, or it's what's the word for like like basically they are overriding their
Rip-off.
freedom, they are dictating us, you know, people like that who have, who
Like,
basically who say that government making us wear masks is like against our freedom, you know.
because we don't want to wear masks.
Yeah, and government is asking us, making us to wear it, so it's like against our freedom.
Bro, I think it's all about where people are coming from. Especially, I think these kind of things happen in like white Western cultures mostly. Everybody has a right,
Yeah.
you know, and when there's too many rights, it's always a chaos because everybody thinks they're right. But what's right is for everybody, not just for you. Like the law of nature or whatever for that matter, you know, it works on everybody and it's convenient for everybody. That's why it is. And you know, we. People can debate all they want, but if you don't, if you think outside of yourself or beyond yourself and see it, okay, you don't want to wear a mask, fine, but if you wear a mask, this thing can actually come under control. So can you not be selfish for once? Like, I don't
For
want
the
to wear it
well-being
either.
of everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to wear it either. But you know, if it is good for everybody and this thing will come under control or whatever, then why, what's, it's not a heavy thing, you know,
Exactly.
it's not gonna scratch me or bite me or anything. I just have to put it on, and it's keeping me safe
Exactly. It's
in to
more for
extent,
yourself than somebody
you know.
else.
So yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, if you want to get it, then I guess nobody can stop you. You know, if you want to jump, I cannot. You cannot go with someone. You can only say don't go. But if they want to go, they go, man.
I think those
And
are the kinds
I
of.
think those are the voices that should be, you know, distincted as, you know, don't listen to them category. Because, yeah, if you respect every opinion, man, people are gonna say whatever.
Earth is flat.
Yeah.
I think those are the
So,
same people, either, like who say Earth is flat. I think
exactly.
those are the same people who say don't wear a mask. It doesn't matter in the pandemic.
Freedom. People talk about freedom like it's, if you die, what are you gonna do with the freedom? Like, you have to stay alive to enjoy it, right?
Exactly.
I want my freedom to not wear a mask. Okay, die tomorrow. If,
Not only,
unfortunate, but
yeah, if it was the case, like it's only like if they would go and if they would die, I would say like go and die. But they're affecting others too right now here in this situation. So it's not only they are affecting themselves. It's like they're affecting
exactly,
others
you
too.
know.
If they were just affecting themselves, maybe just go. Do whatever you want.
You,
I wouldn't say anything.
yeah, if it's just gonna affect you, then no harm. But you are the victim and you are the carrier as well. And I think people forget easily, bro, how things were opening up, you know. Life was coming back to normal. Shops were
They were not.
opening, dining. We went out so many times, you know,
Yeah.
on road trips and dinner and whatnot. And things were opening up. You didn't have to put a mask. You could go out in the park and barbecue and play sports and go to movies and you know, bars and dance and everything was open. But, and they didn't do it. I mean, they did it because the number of cases were, you know, minimal. and it was under control. Now suddenly the virus changes its genes and mutates into a new breed and comes in with another surprise which we were not prepared for. And we take our time to understand it so that we can get rid of it. The government is going to bring back the measures that are necessary for everybody to be safe. It's not about a particular group of people who claim that their freedom has been gone. It's not just you that live in the world. If you don't want to wear it, just make sure you've got $200 every time, you know. That's fine.
Exactly. Pay the
Just
fine.
put $200 in your pocket and don't wear a mask.
Now, even then, you can do
Buy
that,
your
man.
freedom.
As I said, even if you do that, it's not only you're gonna die, you're going to kill others too. So we
Exactly.
can't
So,
let those kind of people's guard and do whatever they want.
people are, and sometimes it seems harsh when, you know, like, for example, I think in the shops, even like if there's one person inside, they have to put a mask or something like that. Like even after they're closed. So sometimes it seems harsh because, you know, when you're closed and you're just by yourself, you don't have, like, or in an empty train, like you don't want to put on a mask.
It's
But
hard, man. It's the thing is that whatever you're saying right now are like particular, like small situations. We can't like have this or that. It's already worse thing that we don't have the list of things that falls under essential and non-essential right now, which is a good thing in the sense that you can't just say that your business is unessential and not let them open or
Exactly, yeah.
anything. So in a sense, it makes sense to, but since we don't have that, in situations like you were saying, there's no like this or that in that situation. Either you should do it with a common sense and everybody uses the common sense and do it, and if you can agree to that. Otherwise, it's hard to explain those kind of situations. Like, you know, there are hundreds of situations like those where is it an essential or not? Should we do that or not? This or that? Everyone is confused. Like, government said something, and there are different fields to that, different branches to that, which get affected in such a
Exactly.
way that they don't know if they should be doing this or they shouldn't be doing that. It's hard to explain in each and every situation.
Man, I think because it's a global pandemic and it's not just one country or one group of people that's thinking about it or working on it. It's everybody. So everybody has come to certain agreements, for example, wearing a mask. Or 1.5 meters, or you know, different prevention measures that they have announced, and it's everywhere. So the
Exactly.
nature of virus is going to evolve, but we can do certain things to keep ourselves safe and others safe.
We need to
And
evolve
that's it.
along with the virus.
That's it. Like if everybody were doing what they were being told to do, I don't think we needed it so much police
Exactly.
people walking down the street because it's a virus and police are gonna you know intervene and interview people. So when you have more number of police being involved, the chances of those police officers working getting the virus goes up as well, which doesn't have to, you know, because it's like adding gas to the fire, you know. COVID attacks
Makes sense.
humans. Let's add more humans.
Doesn't make sense,
Doesn't
does
make sense,
it?
man. Like, and I'm sure those police officers, most of them don't want to do it. You know, they're scared of their life or whatever, but they have to do it because it's their job. And you know, I don't know, man. They would only say something to you if you broke the rule or if you did something wrong. So you know, people are always going to be like, oh, what's right and what's wrong, but. When it's right, I think it feels when you do it, you know? It's like, okay, this at least, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are so many stupid people who feel everything they do is right and mess everything up. But when you do it, you feel it inside that, okay, this should, okay, maybe I made the right move, you know, maybe I put the right step because it felt natural or obvious. And that's just your gut feeling. And I think in the gut or in the inside, human beings are pretty much similar, the same. So we care for one another. I don't know why we can't see it or how we can't see it, but you know, if you just realize, I think we all care for one another in some way. You might hate your neighbor, but you might, you know,
whatever you just said, I just pictured it in bigger picture. I think that's why we don't have peace all around the world. Similar reasons, you know.
What is peace, bro? What is peace?
It's the similar reasons, right? You can't think good of everybody else. You're just selfish and you just think about yourself. Again, that's not, that's like we have both sides, you know, like good and bad. That's the thing.
Human being, bro. Unless we are poked, we wouldn't turn. But, you know, when a situation calls, I think people can do things that they never thought they could do. Yeah. It's just, we are very full of surprises. Depends on the situation.
We are. Like I said, human beings would never be extinct until and unless the solar system dies.
Yep, I think that's true. Because a lot has happened.
A lot, man. Even look at what has happened throughout like our life of like 25 to 30 years right now. How were we born? Where were we? And
we
where
have seen a lot.
We are right now, you know.
Especially 80s and 90s, like that was the time when things were changing so fast.
It was like the technical revolution that's came in after the industrial revolution, I guess, all around the world. Mm-hmm. And we are a part of that technological revolution.
Yeah.
We saw we are a generation who actually had a life without cell phones and computers. And we are right now in a situation where we have everything, you know, we have seen both sides.
But look at this pandemic. It makes you wish you'd had one, like a computer or whatever now, because you can't do anything else.
Exactly, man. Just think about it. If only online coaching, online classes, or doing things business online wasn't possible, and there was this pandemic.
Bro, if pandemic happened like 25 years ago.
It happened, you know, like Spanish flu or something like that. There were a lot in like US and
everything. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
I wondered how did they manage all of that, man?
Man, Spanish flu was one of the biggest, right? Oh, yeah. It is. No, it was.
It killed, I think it killed equal or maybe a little bit less than the people it killed in like World War, like one or two, you know? Like there was a graph where it showed that in the amount of people that died, there was a peak in World War One, and there was a peak in World War Two, and in between there was another peak, which was the Spanish flu. So that many people died during that time. It's nothing compared to how many people have died right now. So looking at that, of course, we will be getting out of this. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We just need to do our own part. And just
imagine in those times people would have been like, maybe somebody found the remedy, but they couldn't communicate so easily
exactly
to let other people know, and by the time the virus would have spread and killed. But now we got the internet.
Exactly,
the new virus.
The new virus in itself.
Yep.
That's a different story.
Irritating, man. Internet is
you don't use TikTok, do you? Neither do I. And I just had this feeling like what my dad or mom would have thought about having a Facebook account when we were having
The thing when you see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what's the use kind of thing?
Yeah. Like we don't use TikTok. They should use Facebook.
We didn't grow up with that, right? We didn't grow up with chatting. The most was telephone, no?
Yeah. We had chatting and stuff. I only got my like first mobile phone when I was in like high school in plus two.
Exactly. So
there wasn't a mobile phone in my home as a whole. We used to have like a landline phone.
Bro, we were introduced to internet. I was introduced to internet when I was like 13 or 14, and even then I was very less interested in it because there was so much to do outside and your friends and everything. So. And I think it only became relevant when I started, you know, when you start partying with people and you want to stay in touch, like old friends or relatives and family back home, you know. So it's always good when you keep it to do what it's for, I guess. Like, you know, but when, I mean, it depends. Like if you run a business on Facebook, it's obvious for you to be like 8 to 10 hours online, and you might even hire people to do that. But if you're not running your business and your business is running you, and you're not running yourself, and you're just running your social media, then you're not doing your business, you know. And I don't think that's a,
That's their
yeah, I'm,
personal
everybody
business.
knows it, you know. Everybody knows it. Bro, when I was younger, I thought of this idea in a way. I was like, oh, what if I, you know, come up with this scheme to, and I was aiming it at those parents who were sick and tired of their kids using their phone too many times, like every fucking time, and who couldn't do anything in like inside the house, you know. And I was like, oh, like we have a rehab for people who use their phone too much, like play games or what, chatting or whatever. And we're gonna teach them some important life skills, you know, in the rehab. Like, you know, like different rehabs have different techniques to deal with people. Our people are mobile phone and technology addicts, you know.
We are
So,
addicted to that, man. I am an addict to this phone. I can't live without it.
and maybe just, you know, take them and take the phone off, and just teach them how to wash their clothes or cook something, you know, something that would really be useful in your life rather than somebody else's lips getting being surgery, you know, or whatever. Just, it was a random idea, and I talked to some of my friends because I thought they were as mature as me, and you know, it just remained an idea. But it's an interesting idea because I think life skills would, you know, if you're more dependable on yourself, you're less complainant. You don't complain as much because you understand the possibility of things happening outside your control, and you're just like, I'm gonna work through it. And if you're like, if like, it's like if you don't have the habit to exercise and somebody tells you to run, you know, you can only run as much. But if you're in good shape, you might be able to do things better. Similarly, if your personality, if you train your way, train yourself to be a certain way, and if you have been in situations, so it's always good to learn stuff. And I you know, people think watching it on a 7-minute video tutorial is going to be enough, but unless you do it, you're never actually going to feel. So I think looking at something new from the internet and learning something new is completely acceptable, and it's the greatest thing in the world. But just watching,
You
I
need
mean,
to
not
have control
everything,
of all
you're not
that.
going to learn everything, but you need to practice as well, because I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to do it, or you know.
We are in a generation, we are from a generation where it's like we at least understand that. Like, I wonder the people who were born in 2000s, early 2000s, late 2000s. I wonder if they even understand this thing, like how this is an addictive thing and this could get drunk. I mean, social media could influence people so much. Like, we can understand, we can somehow look into something and tell this is right or wrong, or we still have that maturity to figure out somehow by doing research or through our experiences that this is right or wrong. For people who have grown so late, like as I said, in early 2000s and late 2000s, social media could be their life. They would believe like anything that they see in the social media, and that's how social medias work. Whatever you look at, what you're interested in, they keep on feeding you that more and more. So just think about it. If someone is saying you from the very childhood age, when you are looking in your phone, that Earth is flat, and that's what all of the influential people that you know are saying, because that's what you have been following. That's what you're using all the time. They would believe Earth is flat. You know, because those people who are putting all those kind of videos out there, especially this is also, I think the Earth is flat theory has gone or skyrocketed after 17, 18, somewhere around that time, especially when the internet was so much available and everyone could just make it and just share it, you know. There are people who say dinosaurs aren't real. There are people who say Earth is flat and there's an ice wall at the end of Antarctica. I mean, there are people like that and they believe in that. They live with that, you know. So for the kids, even older people are like, for the kids who are hearing that and doing that, man, it could influence them so much in a negative way in their, you know, like lifestyle, how they see the world, how they know the world, you know. Social media is a
I
big
think it's gonna be a shame, bro, if like everybody has their own reality without experience. It's gonna be shame. It's gonna be a shame for human existence, I think, in a way,
Yeah, man.
because you know we can only understand so much that our sense organs, these five sense organs, are the things that we experience most of our things from, you know, and that's the best we can experience of anything. And you know, in a way, like if you don't experience it, but you know because somebody told you, you know the answer, but you don't know the feeling.
Exactly.
So, you know, most of the things, we know the sun is hot, we don't have to feel it, you know, we can agree with somebody's theory on this one. But personal experience in life, personal things, personal beliefs, things that guide your life, you know, if these are, if you don't befriend them, or you're not like agreeing to it, and you just happen to say it or throw it around, then I think it's a shame that, you know, you couldn't just, like somebody who has a family but could never, you know, make peace or share love and joy with his family. It's a shame, you know. Like if you don't have a family, that's a different story. But if you have a family and you could not value it, you know, because of, well, everybody has
Whatever
reasons.
reasons.
Some are tougher than others, obviously. But and if you have something, it's best to
Experiences.
value it. Yeah.
Experiences are everything, man. That's what I want to have
Man,
in
that's
my
one of the
life.
reasons that I want to do this course, you know, social work, and see if I can do something with like human psychology department. Because, you know, I get like very like I with people like talk a lot, and you know, get friendly and talk about things, and I always try to understand without much success, but where they're coming from, because it's always interesting. Because you know, you look alike and you talk, and you know, you two human beings don't have much in difference. But when they start sharing their thoughts, not the facts, the thoughts, how they feel, how it is, but how they feel, it's like, wow, you know, because so many things come to make that decision or that statement, and so many of them we can't even, I don't think we can experience everything at once, or even if there's only so much that language can express, you know.
Exactly.
So if we know the word, we know the thing. If we don't know the word, it's just a thing. You know, can you give me the thing next to
Just the
the
thing that
thing,
happened
you know,
with
the
me
red
before
thing?
I couldn't figure out a
Yeah.
word. Yeah,
So COVID, I think I was gonna invite one of my friends for this today because he's an Uber driver. I mean, Uber Eats driver. And, you know, he was not having a good experience with his job because obviously of the situation. And I was gonna take his side of the story, but he could not make it. Yeah, because I was thinking like Uber drivers are the only people that you see on the streets, like mostly in the evenings, especially when the cars are less and the roads are like wider. Man, I was in King's Cross last week. It was a Friday evening. The restaurants were empty, and there were just like Uber drivers in front of the restaurant, and mostly on the road. There were like bicycles just going around, which is what we can see what online job can do.
Exactly, and I think Uber Eats drivers, they are in much better situation than people in hospitality business, because at least they have
Yep.
a something to, I mean, anyone can do Uber Eats. I would suggest, like, anyone, like, just make an account, you know, it doesn't take anything, just make an account, keep it. In times like this, maybe you can go out and do it and
Maybe
earn some
just do
money and have
something.
something coming, you know, because that's something you can earn good amount of money, man. Even now, if you go out, there are guys who there's a guy out here who's doing like Uber Eats 18 hours a day. He's earning good, man. There, it a few weeks back, he earned like $400 in a single day on a
Wow.
Sunday. 400 in a
Wow.
Sunday, single day. So you can earn from overseas.
Recently.
Yeah, a few weeks back, recently.
That's great, man.
But he worked for like 10, 12 hours, maybe. I don't know. He was there out from morning till the evening.
Bro, even if you work for 10 hours, you're making 40 an hour.
Yeah, something like 40, 30 an hour. It's you can do that. Maybe
Good
least,
money.
as far as I know, it's 20 to 25 bucks an hour. Even in the minimum, if you go, you need to be out there in the right timings. Maybe that matters, because that's what I used to
Yeah, I
doing,
think so,
working the lunchtime and dinner time.
yeah.
But you can easily get at least minimum of 20 to 25. Even like last year in the pandemic, I was at least happening. The minimum would have been 15, maybe. Otherwise, it was like 20, 25 all the time. So Uber is a good
Right.
source of income if you have nothing else, you know, instead of thinking that now it's much better because government is giving 600 a week, so like you can just relax at home and not worry about anything.
Yeah. And the government is also doing that for businesses, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Dine
businesses
and
have lost
discover.
a lot of money. No, like, you know, if your sales drop by a certain percent, you get a certain amount of money kind of thing. I think they did it in three stages. I can't exactly remember the figures, but I'm sure there was something. And what I realized working in this cafe now is because they already had such a good online clientele base, so Uber Eats and everything involved, they like we haven't suffered much in terms of like, you know, of course we have suffered because people are not walking on the streets and, you know, it's been quiet, but just like online and stuff has been so busy. And there's some other shops like next door or across the street that did not have a very good online client base, did not have a, you know, like a reputation for being consistent and regular. And they have been suffering massively. But because they have been getting money from the government because of their sales drop, they are able to continue, you know, and that's some kind of support, which I think is good, but maybe it's supporting some businesses that shouldn't be running in the first place as well. Like, but I'm nobody to say it, obviously, but you know, a business should know when they should shut down because some businesses are just like they're taking the government's money in a way, you know, the fund. Not that they don't deserve it, but it could have been better used somewhere else. If you
You
could
can
just
always
like.
think like that in anything, but the government maybe not doing enough, but I can see them doing something out there, because even with the
Man, I think government is doing a lot.
dine and discover, you know, the idea of getting $100
Yep.
for all the citizens. And so it's basically they are helping
Promoting.
both the people out there and the businesses out there. More people go out there, more business. They might like the food and might go there again, you know. So like they are promoting the business in a way, and they are also giving some kind of grant for the people to enjoy. So it was a very good idea, I think, the dine and discover idea. And as you said, how they are getting like different like payments based on how much losses they have had. There was a case like last year where I used to work in Oakley in sales, and they opened up with only the people who were getting the payment. So basically they were opening up, they were getting the revenue, but government was paying for all their staff.
Right, yes.
So
So that
there
they
was
didn't have to
that.
pay, yeah.
Maybe they might have to do the same. Nah, but this time it's like everyone is getting, so it wouldn't be like that. But what I'm saying is government is doing whatever its part could do more, but it's not like they are not doing anything, you know.
I am a little bit concerned with government's generosity to help everyone because that's a lot of money,
Where
bro.
are they
That's a
getting
lot of
all of
money,
this, huh?
and it's not just once, you know, it's happened like four times in the past 2 years.
It might affect
So
our tax.
sooner or later, it's going to affect us in some ways. I mean, we can already see the transportation costs have gone up, and so have some. Bro, I remember when we first came here. You went to like Woolies and you bought something for like 20 bucks. It usually would be two bags. Yeah, it used to be a lot, but I feel like 20 bucks doesn't buy you much these days because everything has gradually, you know,
Yeah, man, I never noticed
changed over
that.
the time.
I can see like
I feel so, like, I don't know.
I see I spend more than before, but I never noticed the increase in price much, because I never see the bills and anything, I just buy it
I
and
think
just
that's one
use it.
habit we need to, yeah, because it's interesting. I just felt like, oh, I remember buying like 2 bags of stuffs for a certain amount of money, and now I spend sometimes maybe a little bit more than that, and it's not as much stuff, which is okay. Prices go up gradually over the years. That's understandable.
It might also be the kind of product you're buying, like what you used to buy before and
Yeah,
what you
that
buy
depends
now.
on,
But
yeah, of course.
surely it has, the prices have increased, man.
But they
We
have gone
haven't
up, yeah.
noticed it probably. As I said, I didn't notice it. I noticed it in transportation for sure, the way the price have increased. I've noticed
Yeah, transport, bro. Sunday, the whole thing is gone. The, you
that.
know, travel free on Sunday kind of thing.
There
$2
was free
savings.
on Sunday, then $3 on
Yeah,
Sunday.
like,
Right now, I don't know how would they have.
I think it's the 8 is the maximum you can spend or some bullshit like that. I don't want to spend maximum. I want to spend minimum, you know. Oh, the most you have to spend is $8.
Minimum. Yeah.
That sucks, bro.
It is going to
But
affect us, man. The economy.
yeah, I'm just curious about the government's plan and approach to as to how not just Australian government but worldwide, especially in third world countries where, you know, things are just like people are not even worried about it because it's just another drama, you know,
Unmanaged,
it goes on.
unorganized.
It's never like everything was good and then I saw a rubbish and I'm like, oh, it's a rubbish. It doesn't look good. I'll take it away. Compared to you're walking a street full of rubbish, so what are you gonna clean first? I think it's, bro, just the way things have been going on back home and changing of presidents or prime ministers in times like these. Oh my God,
It's funny, man. It's hard to make people understand.
don't even know how
I'm
to start.
sure the number of COVID cases is going to increase because of the recent rally. I'm sure the numbers are going to increase because of that single rally.
I think it has to, because you know, according to some people that I know back home who are like into in certain positions of, you know, certain looking things from the inside, have been like there have been masks and sanitizers and stuff from WHO and stuff like that that has just been in the go down for months, and you know it's going out of date when it used. I don't understand why
There is
that's
no
happening.
management, no organization, and I think anything out there takes a lot of process, that it has to go through a lot of process, which is unnecessary. And
Yeah.
that's why those things get stuck. Plus, people somehow are trying to get profit even after that, even with that, even with the donations that are there for the
Yep.
people who. They aren't human beings, man. They don't care about someone else having problem. They have no feelings or empathy for people. You know, like there are people. It annoys me so much to know that there are people like that in the world out there.
Yeah. Bro, I think it work like honesty in work, honesty in anything in life for that matter, is a culture. And I don't think we have a hardworking, honest cultural background. You know, if we look at the background of our community in Nepal, shift of topic. But the Brahmins who were ruling back then are ruling now, you know, they are the ones who get to be the presidents and prime ministers, all the major privileges of the society in every way. So they have a culture to exploit. You know, let's face it, we all know it. We don't talk about it because it's like whatever issue, you know, you give it a name. I'm something something, but you and me, we can talk about it because we are friends. So I'm a Paun, Brahmin, whatever, and I'm not proud of nothing or anything, sorry. I'm not proud of anything because I haven't done anything, and what we had done, some of it might be good, but the other fact that we proudly say, so you were taller because you pushed someone down. You're not taller, you know, you just didn't play the game fair. And I don't, but people So the culture eventually turned out to be the same way, you know, one exploiting the other, son carrying father's footsteps. I mean, how biased is society still with the caste and everything
Still now,
still to this
man.
day? And I'm sure we may not be so critically biased, but there are people our age who still believe in it and practice it. And they haven't changed a bit, and they are a new generation. So when people say new generation is going to do it, not everybody in the new generation
If they
is
have
on the
been,
same
yeah,
platform.
if they have been raised by the older generation in such a way that they can't change their mind right now, it's not gonna change, man. It's not only about young generation doing things. If the values they have, the beliefs they have are from the same old culture, which is harmful for others. No, you should take the good ones. I'm not saying not take anything. Take the good ones. But if there are something that are harmful, if that is not working, mate, forget about our country, man. It's all about identity politics out there, where people are like, it which party are you from? That's what matters. It doesn't matter what kind of development are you doing, or what is going right or wrong. Which party you are from is what matters. So we can't make sense with those kind of people. No matter what you say, if something is wrong, they wouldn't agree to that, because whatever they do is right. Whatever their party does is right. I don't know, how are we going to manage that or organize that, man?
I mean,
Frustrates me.
politics, I don't get it, and I would
Me
leave it to
neither,
the
man.
politicians. But common sense and humanity, I think there's no such business as which doesn't have, you know, common sense and humanity a little bit in some way, except for cemetery, you know, like where you put people down. You don't need humanity, and you certainly don't need common sense to
You
deal
don't even
with
need
this new
it.
person. But you know, it's, I don't know, man. People are selfish, and sometimes when you don't know it, you cannot see beyond it. I think it's like if you don't know that you have sunglasses, then when I tell you to take your glasses off, you're not going to take it because you don't know it's there. So I'm just saying you have to know it's there because it's you know. And every generation has changed things for the better, at least. Some have been worse, but you know, like, not everybody fought. Like, after the two world wars, the people didn't go on to continue another one. You know, somebody did, and everybody else learned from the mistake. So there are some experiences bad in life that need to happen once so that they don't happen ever again. So I hope
Cool.
COVID is something like, you know, something we can learn from it, but I don't see it, bro, because everybody was like, oh, COVID taught us that, you know, we're all the same and it's important to care for one another and all those posts on Facebook, but I still know people being mean on the streets on a consistent almost basis. You know, just like traffic. People honking horns in this time. There's no traffic on the street and people are just like mercilessly like, you know, so at this time, like, there's no cars.
Yeah, those are the kinds of people who are frustrated,
Oh,
and road is the place where they take
man, look at
it.
us sitting here judging people. We don't know shit, bro.
We
We
don't
don't
know.
know shit.
We don't know.
But it's
Yeah,
fun, right? Because
it's
we
fun,
can
man.
do it because we are friends. Like, I couldn't have this conversation with, you know, somebody
Anyway,
else, because
yeah.
they're gonna make like, oh, this guy is this way,
Make that kind
and
of
they're
judgment.
always wrong because I don't know where I am. You know? I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's the thing with us. I think we judge people too easily, you know?
Oh, so easy to
Yeah.
judge, man. Yeah, that's something I'm trying to not do
No,
so much.
I like
Yeah,
coming out here in
because it's
Australia.
always you think you understand people when you judge them and you.
No, you don't actually. Like, depends upon how long have you been with them. I think it's hard to know anyone in a few days or a few weeks of time. Some people are like that, who you just connect with somehow, and you just
Yeah.
are on from the day one. But even with those people, I think it takes years of time before you actually know them. It's, I think you need to see them in a situation in which
They react.
they react to, you know, like the situation, you know, sometimes when it's wrong or in situations which it's of some discomfort to them and the way they react. I think that kind of experiences and that kind of moments defines that person rather than when they're like happy and bubbly. So
Agreed.
it's hard to know what someone is like or what the person would be like in just few weeks, a few days of time, I think.
And I feel like the more you know the person, the less you judge them because you understand. So, you know, I think
That's true.
judging someone is mostly someone that you don't know. So we are taking the extra burden. Firstly, we don't know the person, and secondly, we're trying to figure them out. And some people have an impression of someone
I don't
who
think that works, actually.
some people, I mean, I think we
No, I
all
mean
do.
like judging people that you
You
don't
should
even
know it, but
know.
like you met someone once and you can be like, oh, what does this dude or this chick do? Or almost, I'm sure people are, man, people are crazy. I'm sure people are like, but yeah, bro, good
But
talking.
what if it's coming back to the topic of pandemic? I think it's going to be sooner or later, it's going to get normal. But I also believe that this is just an example of what could happen. I think maybe in our lifetime, maybe not in our lifetime, we will see another virus, another pandemic like this. Because
Hopefully.
there are a lot of controversies out there that say that it's a virus that leaked from a lab. So it could be like instead of having a bio, I mean, nuclear war out there, we might be having this bio war, you know?
Bio.
I mean, there's a chances for that, man. There's a possibility for that. So I don't think like this is only the time we're going to see this. I think this has only taught us how to deal with it, and we will be able to deal with things much better if it ever happens again.
That's the least we could hope, man. If it happens again and we show the same immaturity, that's not very helpful.
That's fucked, bro. Alrighty then, I think that's a good note to end our
Sweet,
podcast
bro.
in. Whatever happens, everything will be all right. Everything will be good.
Everything's gonna be good, man. Let's just, stay safe, and I wouldn't say take care of one another.
Take care of
Because,
yourself. Take care of your loved ones.
yeah, at least, like take care of yourself and just put on your mask and sanitize your hands. At least.
Alrighty then.
All
Thank you
right.
very much for coming us in our podcast, coming with us. We'll
Pleasure.
talk soon.
Let's
Bye
talk
bye.
soon, bro.